The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Jonathan Thompson
and Doreen Ampofo.
In the headlines, National Labour Commission meets GMA today to resolve impasse on salary arrears. Upper East Regional Director of Health Services denies 4 deaths through anthrax. President Mahama urges Parliament to speed up passage of right to information and broadcasting bills after recess, and U.S. to vote on whether to debate gun control law. First, the summaries by Doreen Ampofo.
Executives of striking members of the Ghana Medical Association are expected to meet the National Labour Commission to address grievances leading to the industrial action. The Minister of Health, Sherry Aiti, who announced this to Radio Ghana, said her ministry is finding other alternatives to reduce the numerous medical strikes. The Upper East Regional Directorate of Health Services has denied media reports that 4 people have died in the region from anthrax, although it's confirmed that there is an outbreak of the disease among cattle, donkeys and sheep, especially in the Boku West District. Its regional director, Dr. Koku Awuno-Williams, told Radio Ghana that the report is grossly inadequate. President John Mahama has urged Parliament to pass the much-awaited right to information and broadcasting bills when it reconvenes. This was announced by the Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Yariga, when he presented 596 laptop computers to media organizations. The move is to facilitate information flow between government, media, and the citizenry. And the U.S. Senate is to vote on whether to debate on the new gun control law. The legislation to be considered will expand the existing system of background checks on gun buyers, make gun trafficking a federal crime, and set aside $40 million of federal funding for enhanced security in schools.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news in details. The Minister of Health, Sherry Aiti, says the National Labour Commission will be meeting with executives of the Ghana Medical Association, GMA, today to address grievances of the doctors. Speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News, after touring some health facilities to get first-hand information on the effect of the strike, Madam Aiti said her ministry is finding other alternatives to reduce the numerous strikes, especially that of medical personnel. She spoke to Kingsley Obinchere.
Well, I was informed that Labour Commission has written to them so that they will have a meeting to discuss the issues, the ruling that
So does that mean that we are waiting for the Labour Commission before anything can be done now?
What the public should know is that when it comes to salary and wage, the Constitution has made provision that if the Labour Commission and the fair wages, they negotiate on behalf, and then the Ministry of Labour and Employment, they negotiate on behalf of the government. They form as the technical advisors to that. And there are rules and regulations that guide the management of these two most important bodies. So when the Labour Commission gives the ruling, there's always an avenue for that for a review. So I don't think that we have exhausted all opening for dialogue and negotiation.
Does that mean that the calls from others that, there should be a quick intervention in the case of teachers, they saw something happen. So in case something is done in that direction, then we might see a quick resolve of this particular issue. What do you make of it?
There's going to be two meetings. The Labour Commission is going to meet with the executives of GMA. And then there's also going to be the National Tripartite Meeting, which I think that the Ministry of Labour is organizing with all heads of various units so that we will see how we can resolve this early as possible.
Does that mean for this particular one, we won't see a presidential intervention immediately?
I think that I am not at the presidency. My mandate is to ensure that the situation is contained. I've been putting the emergency plan in place that Ghanaians will have some Medicare in the afternoon. the public hospital. So we are waiting, and then we are also encouraging the labor commission, the fair wages, and then the ministry. We are talking to the minister for labor so that they can have the meeting and come to a quick conclusion.
Minister of Health Sherry Aite talking to Kingsley Obinchere.
Meanwhile, the medical director at the Konfanoti Teaching Hospital, Dr. Boafiwa, has asked stakeholders to do their best to prevent the doctor's strike from escalating into total withdrawal of services. Dr. Wa said the hospital has made provision to minimize the effect of the strike on patients.
So we are making sure all emergencies are catered for, that we minimize the impact as far as emergencies are concerned. Now, major challenges, those who are coming for the outpatient, that is the stable patients who might be coming for their medication and others. But we have nurses on the ground who are trying to assist by directing them to, granting their prescription for the, at least those who have, who know the drug they are taking, at least they are helping. But as far as emergencies are concerned, we are on top of it now. A major challenge is if this thing continues to next week and the total one can, that is where our challenge will be, and we are hoping that tempers will cool down and then sanity will prevail for them to come back.
Yeah.
This is the appeal we are making to all stakeholders.
Dr. Boafiwa is the medical director of the Konfanoti Teaching Hospital.
And still on the doctor's strike, the new Patriotic Party has appealed to the Ghana Medical Association to reconsider its threat to withdraw emergency services with effect from next Monday. The doctors are currently not attending to outpatient cases. A statement signed by the party's general secretary, Kojose Frie, also called on government to urgently address the concerns of the doctors. Later in an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Kojose Frie said the president must personally get involved in resolving the current agitations on the labor front. He spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
We are concerned about the ongoing strike by members of the Ghana Medical Association, especially their recent threat to suspend emergency services at hospitals throughout the country. So we, on behalf of the New Patriotic Party, like to appeal to them to reconsider their threat to withdraw their services in the interest of the whole nation. And we take the opportunity to call on government to demonstrate leadership with regard to the settlement of the grievances of the doctors, because their failure to do so suddenly would impact heavily on all Ghanaians and not only a few of us. We believe that the bottom approach to the issue is not helping. And I think that the government would do itself good and all of us good by showing leadership and addressing the concerns of doctors. And so we believe that the doctors would reconsider their decision and return to work.
You keep talking about leadership. Is it the case that you believe the current administration is not handling the issues effectively? Because we understand that the government is willing to pay the doctors, but only in tranches. That is a major controversy.
Well, you see, in terms of leadership, you don't have to be static in your position. You are saying you want to pay them in tranches. The doctors say we will not accept it. So is that all?
But it's a matter of funds. The government said there's not that much money to pay all the workers at a go.
This government lacks credibility. People don't trust it. Especially so if you look at some of the expenditure that this government is throwing lavishing money at. You know, people don't trust the government when they say there's no money. And so we are asking that the government itself, the president, must call them and sit down with them eyeball to eyeball and assure them. And I think that it is that would make the impact. Again, stop its rented press by insulting doctors, by saying that doctors are in league with other political parties and are taking bribes with left, right, and center.
That is a question I was going to ask you, that some people are of the view that the doctors are acting in league with some political parties. And I want to ask you, do you have any hand in what the doctors are doing?
It is an insult to begin with respect. These are respectable gentlemen of the highest profession in this land. And you insult them by saying that they cannot think and that they have to be voted on by taking bribes.
What do you make of the comments made by the MPP Member of Parliament, Master Kofi Juma, that teachers and the other people should not compare themselves to MPs because the work they do is more important than the work any other person does?
I think that you are all falling into the same trap. He says that he has been, you know, misrepresented. He has come to explain himself and he has apologized unduly if that comment is insensitive. And I think that the doctors have taken it to good heart, the teachers have taken that. And I don't intend to, you know, as it were, repeat what or what he may not have said.
MPP General Secretary Kojo Osefie talking to Bukuh Klinogo.
More than 2,000 people are expected to benefit from an ultra-modern maternity facility at the Ghana Atomic Energy Commission Clinic. The facility, which was inaugurated by the Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Dr. Joseph Otingeje, is to provide maternity health care for the people of Dom, Kwabinya and surrounding areas. Madeleine Mensah and Jeanette Quist have filed the report.
For close to 40 years now, the Ghana Atomic Energy Commission has been involved in the health sector of the country by creating the health service and the nuclear medicine department to harness the potential of nuclear energy in health issues. The Director General of the Commission, Professor DJB Dako, said the operation of the antenatal clinic started with the introduction of an antenatal school aimed at educating pregnant women on how to care for their health needs. This saw many people patronizing the clinic for antenatal care and the need for a maternity block to conduct deliveries and surgeries.
Hardly a day passes without the mention of maternal health in our media. It is our belief that this will greatly improve health delivery in the Kwabena Atomic Domain Hatu catchment area. So our desire to construct wards, introduce dental services, ENT services, pediatric services, and physician special services for our caring clients. In addition to this, the clinic wishes to construct an X-ray unit to provide quality and affordable health care for all.
He said the commission is also coming out with a radiological and medical science research institute to help in the early detection and treatment of cancer. Professor Dakun appealed for support from government and other institutions to make this a reality. The Minister for Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Dr. Otin Ajay, said maternal health is essential for the development of every country. He said maternal health has become a major problem facing the developing countries, especially sub-Saharan Africa. Dr. Otin Ajay commended the efforts of the staff of the clinic for their immense contribution to national development.
This facility was put up not from government funds, but from the IGF, by the clinic, not even by guys. The clinic itself saw their need and determined to work and save, and the result is that we have this block. While others will be sharing this outlook and taking the positive outcomes into their personal pockets and blaming government for the weaknesses in the medical services.
The minister urged all expectant mothers in the area to patronize the facility. He congratulated the management of the clinic on their vision.
That report was by Madeleine Mensah and Jeanette Quist.
The Upper East Regional Director of Health Services, Dr. Koko Awuna-Williams, has described media reports that four people have died in the region from anthrax as grossly inaccurate. He, however, confirmed that there is an outbreak of anthrax among cattle, donkeys, and sheep, especially in the Boku West District, but no human has been affected. Dr. Awuna-Williams spoke to Kingsley Obinchere.
We had a report in the news, but that was that the human anthrax outbreak in Upper East, but that is grossly inadequate, not the true picture. We know anthrax can affect animals and humans. The situation we have in one of these streets in the Upper East region, specifically Boku West District, in the Sapeliga area, is have an outbreak about roughly about a month ago that have affected some number of animals, but we have not reported any case of anthrax in any human being. So I want to correct that impression. That reported that there are four people who died out of anthrax in the Upper East Region. But definitely, we have confirmed cases of anthrax in some cattle, some donkeys, and some sheep in the Upper East Region.
But in this instance, what should people do?
We actually are on the ground. We have involved the Ministry of Agriculture with the veterinary services. Natural fact, they are the body that actually confirmed the cases. They are doing a vaccination now of animals. We are providing public education. We have vans that are providing education. We have also said that any animal that died of any unconfirmed circumstances should not, and I repeat, should not be eaten. So that is the biggest message that we are giving. Now, we are also saying that people should not actually transport animals in the whole area at this time of the season. You know, this is the beginning of the rain.
Uh-huh.
And as the grass comes up, the animals graze, we have this periodic annual events of anthrax. And so I can assure the public that we are doing all we can so that we do not have a transmission from animals to human population.
Upper East Regional Director of Health Services, Dr. Kokua Uno Williams. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. National Labour Commission meets GMA today to resolve impasse on salary arrears. Upper East Regional Director of Health Services denies 4 deaths through anthrax. President Mahama urges Parliament to speed up passage of right to information and broadcasting bills after recess, and U.S. to vote on whether to debate gun control law. Please stay with us.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. President John Mahama has urged Parliament to pass the much-awaited right to information and the broadcasting bills when it reconvenes. This was announced by the Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Yarika, when he presented 596 laptop computers to media organizations. The move is to facilitate information flow between the government, media, and the citizenry. The beneficiaries include the Ghana Journalist Association, Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association, and the Information Services Department. Mr. Yarika reminded the media of their responsibility in upholding higher ethical journalistic standards in the discharge of their duties. Judges Cole and Reverend Father Bless attached half the rest of the story.
The Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Yarika, said the ministry will soon start a fortnight media briefing session for editors to enable them have access to accurate and up-to-date information. In this vein, capacity building programs will be organized periodically to enhance the writing skills of journalists. He said the ministry is also collaborating with the Ministry of Communication to create a website which will have a readily available information for the public. Mr. Yarika also noted that district information officers will be given laptop computers with modems to enable them disseminate information effectively.
His Excellency the President has given directives. The first is the passage of the Right to Information Bill into an Act of Parliament, and that this time Parliament should try and then pass it expeditiously. He's ready to sign it into law, and so I want to announce to you that when Parliament resumes, we will definitely put before Parliament once again the Right to Information Bill and aggressively push it to the third reading stage and the passage so that the President will give his assent. Secondly, the President has also directed that I should ensure that when this Parliament resumes, we also put before them the broadcasting bill, because the broadcasting bill will also provide the appropriate legislative framework for the practice of broadcast journalism. That also, I want to assure you, will be put before Parliament once Parliament resumes.
The minister noted that government will support the private media in management and dissemination of information. This includes the training in ICT skills and capacity building. Mr. Ayaga said government recognizes the private media as an important player in national building.
We can no longer just restrict ourselves to managing and supporting state media, but that also the private media, who have come to become perhaps, if not the dominant, a significant player in the management and dissemination of information, should also receive significant attention by the Ministry of Information. And hence the addition of the name Media Relations to the redesignation of the Ministry.
The newly elected GJA president, Alfred Money, welcomed what he termed the minister's perceived engagement at building capacity of journalists. He appealed to Mr. Ayariga to support the association to upgrade the International Press Center.
A report by Judge School and Reverend Father Bliss Atachi.
The Ministry of Education has directed all heads of second cycle schools to allow students who owe school fees to take part in the ongoing WASI. The directive comes after some students of the Nifa Senior High School in the Eastern Region were prevented from taking part in the oral English paper yesterday due to non-payment of fees. The chief director of the ministry, Enoch Hemas Kobna, gave the directive when he toured some examination centers in the Eastern Region to monitor the ongoing WASI. Here's Victoria Hadji's report.
Schools visited are the Ebri Girls, Adonting, Mountain Methodist Girls, Mampong Presbyterian, Benkum, Nifa and the Kwapiman Senior High Schools. The chief director of the Ministry of Education, Enoch Kobna, was accompanied by the director general of the Ghana Education Service, Benedict Anana Baini, and other officials of the ministry. The atmosphere at the various centers was serene, and the students appeared calm and were busily answering their questions. The chief director explains the purpose of his visit.
The GES, together with the Ghana Education Service, is embarking upon this exercise throughout the country to see what is happening, to see progress has been made, to see whether there are any problems or issues which we couldn't anticipate and what we can do to remedy them as quickly as possible.
And just as we came in, we have seen the smiles on your faces indicating that the exams have gone very well, encouraging you to work very hard, to prepare very hard.
At all our schools, with the exception of the Mountain Methodist Girls High School, the candidates were divided into two badges. The headmistress of the Ebri Girls SHS, Rosemond Bampu, in an interview with Radio Ghana said everything was on course and that there was no problem with neither invigilation or security.
We have 1,061 students writing the exam. They are all present. Security is fine. The police are around, and then all our invigilators are also around. So everything is on course.
As the Kwapiman SHS, I caught up with some visually impaired candidates to find out how they felt after the paper.
Yeah, we use the Braille. They'll give us the question paper. They'll play the sound, then they'll pause it for us to choose the objective. So that if you get your answer, you just go and type it. People use Perkins Braille. Some of us also use the hand free. So after typing, the teacher will just give about 40 seconds. Then you continue with the sound.
So how was it?
It was great.
I feel very happy because many were yearning for what the status I have gotten to. And I have gotten the opportunity to write an external examination, that is the WASI. And be my first paper. I think that everything went on well.
At the end of the tour, Mr. Kobna expressed satisfaction with the proceedings of the exams. He however asked school heads to contact the GES or the Ministry of Education if they encounter any challenges.
Victoria Hadji's report.
Meanwhile, the Ministry of Education has commended the hard work, dedication, and the can-do spirit of all heads and tutors of senior high schools as they continue to prepare candidates for the 2013 WASI examination. It also appreciates teachers for the special arrangements put in place towards the successful conduct of the WASI, which involves two batches of candidates. A statement signed by the sector minister, Professor Nana Opukwajima, praised the indulgence of heads of schools to personally commit themselves and to make special efforts to its success. She wished the candidates well and urged them to abide by the rules and regulations governing the examinations.
Away from education, a deputy chairman of the Electoral Commission, Safo Kantanka, yesterday paid a farewell visit to President John Mahama to announce his retirement from the commission. Mr. Kantanka thanked the president for the support, noting that the Electoral Commission has laid a solid foundation that can only be built on. President Mahama thanked Mr. Kantanka on behalf of the people of Ghana for his sterling service to the nation.
The Minister of Defense, Mark Yungu, has deplored the encroachment on military lands by private developers across the country. To salvage the situation, the minister has suggested the establishment of a team to identify and demarcate all military lands. This, he said, will go a long way to ensure future protection of military lands. The minister made the suggestion when he toured some institutions under his ministry. Linda Kuji has the rest of the story.
The minister visited the Southern Command, the Ghana Military Academy Training School,
the Ghana Armed Forces Command and Staff College Gavsi, and the Kofi Annan Peacekeeping Training Center. His visit is to familiarize himself with the institutions and also ascertain their challenges and how to address them. Mr. Mark Oyongo was, however, not happy with how military lands and property have been encroached upon. He stressed the need to demarcate and protect all military lands and properties. He also promised to renovate all military structures which are in the state of despair.
I would want to assure you that despite the constraints, especially the financial constraints, we as a government are committed to ensuring that the Ghana Armed Forces is well-resourced to be able to protect our territorial integrity and our natural resources.
The commandants at the various institutions the minister visited promised to do all they can to protect the image of the Ghana Armed Forces. They were, however, quick to ask the minister to help the institutions to access the GET fund to support their activity.
Linda Kuji filed that report.
The founder of an NDC grassroots support group, Zongo for Mahama, Alhaji Sofu Jaja, says the present difficulties the country is going through are temporary and will improve with time. He has therefore asked supporters of the party and Ghanaians in general to keep faith with the president and rally behind him to enable him to fulfill his mandate and to deliver on the manifesto of the party. Speaking to Radio Ghana in Accra, Alhaji Sofu Jaja asked Ghanaians to be circumspect in judging the president's performance. He expressed confidence in President Mahama's ability to deliver on his promises and asked Ghanaians to be patient. Alhaji Jaja called on party supporters not to clamor for appointments or feel neglected because there are other roles they can play apart from ministerial and other positions.
A senior research fellow at the Legon Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, Lesiad, Dr. Vladimir Nchidanso, has advised Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta to form an all-inclusive government. This, he believes, will promote peace and unity in that country. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Dr. Nchidanso said the inauguration of the president is in the right direction and appealed to Kenyans to put the past behind them and focus on the future. He spoke to Kingsley Obinchwe.
In Kenya, the Kikuyus are about 33% of the population. They are very much married in kind of alliance with the Kalenjin, where Arabs comes from. There are fewer tribes like the Embu and the Meru, but the Lucios are about also 30%. So it's like a divided kind of society. And the Luos and the Lucios have never come to power. They play a second fiddle to everybody, the Kikuyu. And so that was what brought about the problem in 2007. Before then, in 2002, both had supported Kibaki because he promised to be an inclusivist. But he came and was continuing the Kikuyu tradition, making the Kikuyus richer than any other person. And Arap Moi was handpicked as a pacification kind of ploy towards the Kalenjin. And that kind of tribal politics in Kenya where the winner takes all, and then the tribal element gets you the 50 plus one vote to represent democracy, is dangerous for Africa. I wish the Kenyans will accept the status quo and move on because the Supreme Court has spoken. Once the Supreme Court has spoken, let them put the past behind them and ask themselves, where do we go from here? Asking the question, where do we go from here, means consolidating democracy. The new constitution was adopted by them, and it's the new constitution that has won. So it's all Kenya that has won. And I believe that both opposition and the government must now work towards an inclusive kind of governance. Not necessarily appointment, but making Kenyans feel that they are Kenyans, not this party or that party. That is the way forward. And my advice to the president is very, very inclusive and involve everybody into national coercion.
A senior research fellow at the Legon Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, Lesiad, Dr. Vladimir Nchidanso, talking to Kingsley Obinchwe.
Counsel for embattled Member of Parliament for Asin Central, Kennedy Oyeniyi-Japon, has given indications that he will make a submission of no case. This was after two CDs which contained alleged inflammatory statements made by the MP were played in open court as part of evidence by the prosecution. The investigator, ASP Jerry John Boy, disclosed that one of the recordings was secured through police intelligence, while the other was retrieved from the custody of Oman FM. defense lawyer Ayikwe Oto, in making his intention about the submission of no case known, cited Section 174 of Act 30 as the basis. However, Principal State Attorney Anthony Rexford Redu says that section of the Act does not allow the defense to make any such submission. He noted that in the spirit of a fair trial, the court should allow the case to take its normal course. Presiding Judge Ebenezer Osei-Daku has directed the defense to file a written submission to allow the state to respond to the issues. The case has been adjourned to the 22nd of next month.
And the U.S. Senate is set to vote on whether to debate on the new gun control law. The legislation to be considered will expand the existing system of background checks on gun buyers, make gun trafficking a federal crime, and set aside $40 million of federal funding for enhanced school security.
Now to end the news, the main point again. The Ghana Medical Association is expected to meet the National Labour Commission to address grievances leading to their industrial action. The Upper East Regional Directorate of Health Service has denied media reports that four people have died in the region from anthrax. And the U.S. Senate is to vote on whether to debate on the new gun control law as a conservative blockade of the bill began to splinter. The news was presented by Jonathan Thompson
and Doreen Ampofu in Accra.